Hey, good morning. TGIF it is, live from our KGGF studios here on this Friday morning. Sam Speck, glad you're with us as we're joined here in studio by the Cherryville Chamber of Commerce with Jesse Reed. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us here on this Friday morning, talking on behalf of some news out of the Chamber, as well as you guys got your Cherry Blossom Festival to come up here very, very soon. I'd love to hear more about this, but Jesse, I haven't gotten to know you too much, or really the Chamber of Commerce from Cherryville, so I'd love to hear a little bit about you, as well as maybe any big things coming out of the Chamber, and then we'll dive right into the Cherry Blossom Festival as well. But Jesse, what do you do with the Chamber?
Right now I'm the Vice President of the Chamber. I've been with them for just a little over 2 months. And I do actually work for the City of Cherryvale, so it was just kind of one of those things that wanted to get more involved in the community and thought the Chamber would be a good avenue for that.
Yeah, and I've noticed as well with both the other Chamber members that come in here and talk on behalf of Independence and Coffeyville, very heavily involved in the community, and it usually makes a large difference because sometimes you know what the community needs or what the community wants because you're so heavily involved in it. So, again, Jesse Reed joining us here this morning from the Cherryvale Chamber of Commerce. Any big notes recently from you guys? Have you guys made any big things coming up, any improvements? Do you have any openings right now at the Chamber, or right now are we all looking forward to that Cherry Blossom Festival coming up?
Right now we're kind of with a week away, we're crunch time with Cherry Blossom, so that's really what we're focusing on, and then after the festival we'll kind of figure out, regather, regroup.
Absolutely.
Start planning for next year.
Absolutely. Well, it's something, you know, I know the Cherry Blossom Festival there in Cherryville is something that's, well, excited. People look forward to it. But tell me a little bit about it. How long has it been going on, and what exactly happens at this festival?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not really sure how long it's been going on. It's been going on since I've been there, which has been 14 years,
yeah.
And I'm sure long before that.
Absolutely.
But, it started about 4 years ago becoming a day-and-a-half event. It was just Saturday, the first Saturday of May. It's turned into the first kind of weekend, Friday evening and Saturday of May. So we just get together. We have a lot of stuff going on. We have craft vendors, food vendors, car show, 5K, kids games. We're starting with adult games. So a bunch of activities for everybody, the whole family to come out and do.
Yeah, geez, sounds like very interactive on both days. So let's break it down then by day. So Friday night, when does everything kind of get started, and then what's happening on that Friday night? Because you'd mentioned a 5K. That's probably in the morning time, I would imagine, just like they make all runners do early morning. But what's happening right Friday night?
Well, Friday night, it starts off at 5 o'clock, and we do kind of a worship in the park. So Worship Calling is a praise and worship band that'll be there. They came out last year, had a really great showing for them. The food vendors and the craft vendors can actually open up that evening as well. So it'll kind of just be a kickoff to Cherry Blossom, which really technically starts the full day event on Saturday.
Gotcha. So just some things to come out. Maybe if the vendors wanted to jump the gun a little bit, get their things open, get comfortable and ready for Saturday. So, well, what does that Saturday look like then? I'm guessing for 5K, that's usually pretty early in the morning, right?
First thing in the morning. So it kicks off with late registration, actually starts at 7:15, and the 5K actually starts at 8 o'clock. So that'll be the first event of the day. And then Cherry Blossom as a whole kicks off Saturday at 9 a.m.
Gotcha. And then for 5K, is there any way, I mean, you had mentioned registration preliminary right beforehand, but that's usually, you know, lines, that's usually some time in the midst. Is there ways to register beforehand, or do you have to do it there?
They can email the Chamber. Our email address is chambercherryvale@gmail.com. we'll get them a registration form and they can just give it back to us on that email address, or they can come to Logan Park that morning. It's just south of the stadium, and just register that morning.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just know, for me personally, I love skipping the lines, right? Skipping the lines, having everything prepared, things like that. Now, the 5K, is there any registration fees that are to it, or is it basically come one, come all to this point?
There is a $20 registration fee. We do have some T-shirts. We just asked for early registration to guarantee a T-shirt. We do have some extras, so if somebody wants to come out, pay their registration fee, they may get a T-shirt that morning.
Great, great. And then 9 o'clock, you said, right? 9 o'clock is
9
the kickoff.
O'clock.
There it is. So the kickoff, what can people expect basically from 9 o'clock to noon? Is that basically all vendors out there that you can scatter about, or what are they going to be doing that Saturday morning?
So 9 o'clock, actually, from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, they can come and register for the car show. It's kind of a classic car show. There are three categories that we're giving awards in: open class, modified, and one more that I can't think of right now. Open, modified,
something
and,
like that.
Yeah.
I guess. Classic or something like that.
Yeah,
like a classic car
so.
Or something.
Right. So they'll first through third prizes for each one of those classes. We actually have a pie eating contest this year and a jalapeno eating contest this year. So they can register for those at 9 a.m. Those will kind of be spread throughout the day, but there are $100 first prize awards for both of those. And then for the adults, there's a cornhole tournament.
Cool. So you had mentioned the registration process with that car show. That is for participants in the car show, correct?
Correct.
For people with the vehicles and things. And then people that like to come out and spectate, is that just kind of free of charge? You can check out the cars? Great.
Everything besides the 5K is free of charge. And obviously, if they want to buy crafts or food, that does come at a fee. But everything else is free to the public.
As much as we'd like to open up a park and offer free concessions, right? For everybody,
right.
We can't just necessarily do that. But at the same time, you know, check out some cool cars. I love that. And one thing I've noticed down here as well, and I lived up in Independence for a little bit. Independence does their little riding an Indy or whatever. And there's a lot of classic cars out here. There's a lot of, you know, Fox Body Mustangs. There's a lot of, you know, good-looking cars around these parts. I've been surprised.
There are, and people keep them garaged, so you don't know exactly how many there are around here.
I know. They keep them hidden until these types of events. So. Something very cool. And then registration, you had mentioned 9 to 10 that morning, right?
Correct. And that's going to be registration for the car show and both of the eating contests. And they can register at the gazebo. That's where the chamber will have their information booth. So anybody who wants to register for any of those events just comes to the gazebo and does so.
Easy enough. Okay, so that goes in the morning. Then you mentioned some eating contests. Jalapeno, pie eating contest.
Correct.
When am I going to be able to see somebody try and shovel down 10 to 15 jalapenos?
So that starts at 11 a.m. That will be where the bands will be playing, right in front of the stage. And then at 11:30, the pie eating contest follows that.
Nice. Do you guys have a desired type of pie that you were all going down with, or is it varied?
It will be probably chocolate cream kind of pies,
something
coconut
easy.
Cream pie. Yeah,
something easy that everybody kind of
everybody
likes.
Messy.
Yeah, that's the point right there. Well, some bands are playing. Do you know the band names? Are there multiple, or who's rocking out?
Right. So we said Worship Calling comes on Friday evening, and then Saturday. From 1 to 3 o'clock are the Retro Rockers, and from 3 to 5 is Cattywampus. And they were both there last year at our Cherry Blossom.
Yeah, Cattywampus goes up to Independence quite a bit and does their performances down when they shut down Main Street, things like that. Again, great local talent. I've been surprised by, again, the cars that you'll see at the car show around this area, and I'm sure some people will be driving in from other regions as well. And I'm sure you guys, you know, really encourage that. If somebody's listening right now in northeastern Oklahoma, has a great car, you wouldn't shy away from registering that.
Absolutely not. We say come that morning from 9 to 10 and register that day. So
Very cool. Well, that's still going on throughout the morning. And then you had mentioned basically all Saturdays. What happens for the remainder of the afternoon?
So from kind of noon on, we have kids games. We do have the continuation of the eating contest, so there will be different rounds. And then the bands and the high school, Cherryville High School cheerleaders will be performing between sets for the bands. We'll also be doing raffles every 30 minutes for various prizes that the local businesses pitch in for.
Great, yeah, gotta love that. And the raffle, I'm sure, do you guys just sign up at the gazebo where you guys are at with the chamber? Or?
Correct.
Okay.
And anytime anybody has any questions, that's where we'll be with the chamber information booth, is under the gazebo.
Gotcha. Well, you had mentioned some kid stuff, but real quick, that cornhole competition, is that just basic registration with that, or do you just kind of show up to a court and start firing away?
So you'll actually come to the gazebo. There is a $1 buy-in, and the first prize will get 50% of that pot.
So more teams, the better. More
Correct.
Teams, the bigger pot that you might be walking away with it. All right, so what are some of the things that the kids might be able to do late that afternoon?
So we have a photo booth. It'll be throughout the entire festival. It's $2 per photo. There's also going to be bounce house, kind of just the little kids' carnival games that you see, duck pond, the darts with the balloons, and there will be various little prizes for those.
Absolutely. Well, out at Logan Park, is it next weekend? I mean, my goodness, it's crazy.
I
can't believe May is already here. So the 3rd and 4th of May, next weekend, the Cherry Blossom Festival out Logan Park, you said. So I guess for people just now tuning in, where's it at, what time it is, and then also for Cherryville residents, is there any street closures? Is there anything that they have to worry about on those days, or is it really kind of all confined inside the park?
It's really confined inside the park. The only time the street will be closed is during the 5K, and there'll be a section of Main Street that will be closed for 20 to 30 minutes.
So nothing too bad.
No.
Yeah, nothing too bad with that. Easy enough. Again, out at Logan Park, it's the Cherry Blossom Festival. Not this weekend, but next weekend. So plenty of time to rearrange some stuff and at least find some things. So real quick, just kind of go over 9 o'clock or early morning, 5K. Just kind of go over that schedule. We don't have to go in depth for people just now tuning in. What can they expect that Friday and Saturday of next weekend?
So Friday on the 3rd from 5 to 9, we'll be having food vendors, craft vendors, and there will be a band in the park. And then it kicks off Saturday with the 5K at 8 a.m. Late registration is at 7:15. At 9 o'clock starts the car show, registration for eating contests, and then kids games. There is a cornhole tournament, and then bands in the afternoon from 1 to 5.
Great. Sounds like a very fun Friday evening and then a whole day Saturday to be involved. Again, speaking with Vice President of the Cherryville Chamber of Commerce, is Jesse Reed joining us here in studio as well. Now, Jesse, I know you've been there for, a handful of years. You've seen this festival. You know how much fun it is. This really is a family-oriented event, is it not?
Definitely, yes. Everybody is welcome and encouraged to come out, and not only for the events there, the activities, but just the camaraderie in town and just getting to see your neighbors.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, this is the Cherry Blossom Festival. Speaking on behalf of this coming up next weekend. Now, maybe a sneak preview or something to mark down. Does the Chamber have anything else planned for the summertime or fall time? Or really, what are your other big events throughout the calendar year?
Well, we're really looking right now at trying to focus right after Cherry Blossom on our downtown area. And I know that's kind of been a big push in the surrounding cities as well. And just kind of renewing our downtown. And you know, the Chambers are all about bringing business and helping local businesses. And so that's what our main focus is going to be.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised on how just a little facelift actually helps bring in businesses and bring potential with that. And I think it's a good, you mentioned a lot of areas around here. It's a very old part of the state. It really is. I mean, the state's, 158 years old. Coffeyville's 150. So it wasn't much after that these regions down here started to colonize. And those are old buildings. Those are old businesses that have been there probably forever. I mean, the Cherryville downtown, I'm sure, have had buildings there standing for hundreds of years at this point. And a little facelift, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's, whether you call it a reawakening, revitalization, whichever, I think it's a good initiative that Chamber should be doing. And I'm excited to hear it's coming out of Cherryville as well. So
we're excited to be doing it.
Again, speaking with Jesse Reed here this morning out of the Cherryville Chamber of Commerce. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us here on this Friday, talking a little bit about this Cherry Blossom Festival. Any final notes that you wanted to get out of your guys' chamber, or are we just wrapping it up?
I think that's about it. We just look forward to seeing everybody there, and I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. And again, Jesse, I'd love to keep in contact with the Cherryville Chamber a little bit more often. If there's anything that you'd like to get out for our listeners, we'll keep in contact. Again, that's Jesse Reed with the Cherryville Chamber of Commerce. Jesse, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.